This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The minutes past the hour on the DJ V Show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is traveling at the moment, so the ladies holding down the fort. I think we can be trusted, Victoria. I think we can do it. What do you think?
We can do it.
All right. Well, should we go through this crazy weekend of politics?
Nothing happened this weekend, right?
Right. I mean, there was nothing going on. All right. So
I didn't turn my TV on, so I figured, you know, nothing happened.
Okay. Truth be told, I took because, you know, we follow this stuff and I have another job where I have to really follow all the politics. And after last week, I got to tell you, on Friday, I was fried. There was a lot of numbers, there's a lot of counting.
Yeah.
And so actually I took just 24 hours. I mean, obviously I looked at the big stuff and the call for Joe Biden and all. I mean, you see the big stuff, but I took the time just to like decompress for a minute because last week was just, I mean, it was chaos.
I know.
So
it was everybody needs to just exhale, you know, and it's just, I know I have lots of friends on different sides of aisles and everybody's just like burnt. Everyone's burnt out. You just
and it's
going to
pick up again today. So surprise.
Yes. I know, right?
All right. So here's when we last spoke on Friday, we did not have a clear winner. There were still a lot of states who were counting votes. And well, we have a better picture of the winner, but there are still states counting votes, and this is going to go on. So on Saturday morning, pretty early in the morning, the call was made by the media that Joe Biden was the president. That included the win by the pickup by Pennsylvania and in Nevada, which brought his total to, what was it, 290 something or other.
It's still different numbers. Like, if you go on CNN, if you look at the CNN total count, it's not as high as the Associated Press, which is kind of always the gold standard for results. And then Fox News has a different number. It's very, I don't know why. I guess every network has, like, their own standard at this point.
And so this is kind of the point. And, you know, I saw people just start to explode on social media. People who voted for Trump who were like, this is junk and he's cheating and blah, blah, blah. And then you have the other side of the aisle that's going, woo, we got to. And so I actually put out a little reminder to people saying a media network does not call the presidential race. Each state has to certify their results. Everybody take a deep breath. You know, have faith in the process, basically, because.
Right.
No matter what, and no matter who comes out and who sits in the White House, there are going to be 70 million plus for Biden who did not vote for that person. And so I think what we can do is just we owe ourselves as a country. And quite frankly, I think both of the candidates could be doing just a little bit better job of that. First, Trump should be talking about why he wants to see this process continue. And I was hopeful that Joe Biden, when he gave a speech, would have said, I know that there are some questions and we're going to answer all of those questions. Because I feel like when you have a country that is so split and with an election this close, the best thing that you can do to give whoever goes into the White House a fair shot is by making sure that people have some confidence in the system. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful that everybody can just calm down a little bit. Everybody's very emotional, and I understand it. And on my side of the aisle, on all sides of the aisle. And I just hope that everybody takes a deep breath, lets the process play out, and gets that answer that they're looking for so that they can have faith in the person who's occupying the White House. I hope that's the case, but we'll see. Probably won't be. Because it's just, at least whether you like the person that gets in or not, or whether you voted for that person, if you have faith in the process that there's more people who want that person, it makes you feel a little bit better, I think. I don't know. That's my perspective. So,
well, I think the process is important. And, you know, this is not something that we've really questioned. And now it's, you know, there's a lot of speculation about it. I just, you know, I'm in favor of let's triple count every single vote. I don't, you know, the stop the count and then the recount, all this, the mixed messages that we've gotten, let's just everyone, I agree with you, everyone needs to calm down, let's make sure all of the votes are counted, in states where it's really close, let's do a full recount, let's triple count it, I don't care how many times we count it, let's do it enough so that everyone understands the results are the results. And if it flips back to Trump, from Biden, and we've triple counted it, then fine. Then accept the results either way, you know, and we have to move on. It's just people were really disappointed in 2016 that Hillary won the popular vote by so many millions of votes, right. And then... you know, the Electoral College kicked in, and it went for Trump.
And that was started at the beginning. I mean, just when you look at it, because, you know, I'm sure a lot of Trump supporters will be like, unity, how could we be unified when you didn't unify behind us? But really, that's what started delegitimizing Trump as a president for the other side of the aisle, because they wanted an explanation, because the popular vote wasn't achieved by him at that point. And I think that's really, from day one, that actually started people questioning the process along the way. Now, was it fair and square through the Electoral College? Yeah, but a lot of people didn't accept the fact that he didn't win the popular vote. So, I don't know.
I think people forget that some of those margins in the Electoral College, those states, were razor thin back then. Yeah. But
absolutely. In Michigan, I mean, I think he won by what, like 5,000 votes or something.
Right.
Last time
so
round?
This
they
is not
really sharp. Right.
Right. And this is not uncharted territory. We've been here before, where the votes are really, really tight. But we didn't delegitimize the entire election because of mail-in ballots or whatever. So I think people need to remember, on both sides of the aisle, like, we've been here before, we survived, we accepted the results, and if it's razor thin again, which we know it was in so many states, and if the recount happens and it still stays in the same results, then, you know, we need to move forward. Yeah. I mean, you and I know, you know, we love each other, but we do not agree on President Trump. I've lived with 4 years of his policies
Absolutely.
That I don't agree with, but at the same time, like, I mean, I haven't lost my mind, you know?
I feel like people can't lose their minds here. That was one of the things that actually, I got people that called me, and I love them. I love them for being like, are you okay? Are you checking? I'm like, I'm not going to be miserable for 4 years based on who's sitting in the White House. Of course I'm doing fine. Like, it's
right.
A presidential election. You know, I want everything to be fair. I want it to be above board. I do question a few of the things that I've heard about in the last week about just how some of these numbers were counted and whether or not there was a shroud of darkness over them. But I also have faith in the system that if there are big enough issues of voter fraud, that it's going to play out, and it's probably going to play out in the courts. And I think
right.
The two of us discussed this before the election. This is the worst possible case scenario. It would have been a lot better if either candidate could have won in a landslide. But unfortunately, this is where we are, so we're going to let it all play out. And that's, you know, and in the meantime, we just have to take a deep breath and just hope that the process is set up. I think the reason... for me, where there's a lot of questions, and it is different in uncharted territory, is that in a lot of states, rules were changed because of COVID. And this was one of the things that you heard me shout about, going, we shouldn't do this. These states are not equipped because it was not about, again, I'll say it for the 50th time, it wasn't about me suppressing people's votes. It was just that I knew that there was going to be problems because I saw it happen in California 2 years ago. And I saw it, and I saw universal mail-in roll out, and I knew the problems that were going on in my own state. And we kind of California'd the rest of the country by changing up the rules and not having a system that was prepared for them. So, you know, again, it's just going to take extra time. They changed the rules. They did their court fights ahead of the election. And now we just have to wait and see what's going to come from it. But
it's interesting.
We were visiting
my parents over the weekend because we had beautiful weather on the East Coast, so we could do a lot of social distancing outside. And it's interesting. Two of my parents' neighbors, one who voted for Trump, one who voted for Biden, both had their ballots returned. We're in the state of New Jersey, and this was the first time we had mail-in ballots. It was universal mail-in ballots. We've never done it before. And even if you went to the polls on election day, there were no machines. There were no voting machines.
You
there was nothing you could
them.
Do. You either drop it, or if you show up and you hadn't mailed it in or dropped it, then you just got a provisional ballot, which wouldn't be counted until after the election anyway. So both of my parents' neighbors got their ballots sent back to them because the signatures didn't match. And it was funny because they had like a little neighborhood thing where they were all talking about it. And it was really like civil and nice to see that the person, their neighbor who voted for Trump and the neighbor who voted for Biden, both of them said, you know, we got the ballots mailed back to us. The signatures didn't match. It was us. It's legitimate, but they just had been sloppy with their signature.
Did they send them a ballot care form?
they sent them, they allowed them to correct it. They had to photocopy their driver's license, and there was something else that they had to certify in order to send it back. But both people said, regardless of who they voted for, they appreciated that there was that much attention to detail, and they felt like their vote was secure. So I maybe New Jersey is just like this miraculous state that tried something brand new and it worked. I don't know.
I mean, to be funny, but it might be the size. Maybe because it's a smaller state. But let's talk about ballot curing, because I actually have a story about that. And then we'll tell you the rest of the weekend, because we still had Biden and Harris's acceptance speech, and we'll tell you what's ahead. So there's a lot more. It's a DJV show at 16 minutes past the hour.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Minutes past the hour, DJV show. Dougie is out today. The girls in charge. And Victoria brought up her neighbor or her parents' neighbors who received their ballots returned to them because their signatures weren't a match. And the thing I was going to contribute to that story is that in California, there are a couple of tight congressional races that have not been called yet in California. Two of them would flip Democrat seats to Republican. One of them is a Republican incumbent, Katie Hill's seat, if you remember the Threpple lady.
Oh, yeah.
And he would won in the special election. So he's only been in office for a few months, and he's battling it out. And the thing I was so shocked about is in that district, that Katie Hill's district, where Mike Garcia, the current congressman, is up by, I think, like 3,000 votes. That's how sharp it is and tight there. She has actually started a campaign for the ballot cure. So basically, she has people walking to people's homes that have had their ballots returned to them because of signature mismatch and collecting their information because she's trying to find the votes to get that she needs to get her seat, basically.
So she's assuming that people never sent them back in?
She's assuming that people got their message that their ballot wasn't counted and probably just said, well, it's too late now, election day's over, and we're not going to send it back in. So it's interesting.
Well, that's ambitious and time-consuming.
It's very interesting how you can walk, though. I mean, think about it. We were talking up here about just different rules in different states for casting votes. And I don't know, the more chaos and the more I realize people don't know, like people didn't know, some of my friends who I love, my friend who's a teacher, she didn't realize that they can count votes for like 10 days after the election in California. There are lots of people, lots of different rules that people, I think, are unaware of. So maybe it is time to figure out a federal set of rules so that people aren't so confused.
Wouldn't it be nice? Every state was so confusing. How do you vote here? How do you vote there? It would be nice to just have
how
one national
counting?
Standard.
Right. Yep. It's interesting, especially as elections go in this path and they just might.
Yep.
It's 20 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Telling me to go home, but it's been a long time since I felt this good on my own. A lot of years went by with my hands tied up in your ropes, forever and ever, no more.
The midnight sky is the road. 24 minutes past the hour, music news on the DJV show, and you probably recognize this voice. It's always been a lot older than the actual woman that owns it.
That's true, right?
It's a great, I mean, I think she, of any modern singer, she sounds so much like Stevie Nicks to me. Just yeah. With that natural edge in her voice. This is Miley Cyrus. And she has answered her fans' requests and has released Edge of Midnight, a mashup of her new single, Midnight Sky, and then the aforementioned Stevie Nicks 1982 hit, Edge of 17. This is a cool remix, Victoria.
I really like it. Yeah, I love that. I mean, I'm a huge Stevie Nicks fan. So everyone, when we first heard Midnight Sky, fans were just like, oh my God, this is a lot of Stevie Nicks. So I think this is probably the most natural remix that you could ever think of. Having them both together is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Midnight Sky is the lead single to Miley's upcoming 7th studio album. It's called Plastic Hearts. It's due out on November the 27th. It's a pink and black album cover, which was really cool. It was shot by legendary rock and roll photographer Mick Rock, which when he was born, his parents said, you're going to have to be a legendary rock and roll photographer because your name is Mick Rock. And the record includes 12 original songs, including live covers of Blondie's Heart of Glass and the Cranberries' Zombie. The album's going to arrive in place of two EPs that Cyrus had planned to release this year and later canceled after undergoing vocal cord surgery, although she did release the one-off single Slide Away for her second stint on MTV's Unplugged franchise, which I have to admit, I didn't realize that they were still doing because
I don't think they're doing it regularly, but I watched the one that Miley did, and it was really good.
I always feel like it's about Catfish now and The Real World and Jersey Shore for me on MTV.
Right, exactly. A lot less music.
But Miley tackled songs by Nico, Pearl Jam, and Britney Spears and covered The Cranberries and The Cure for the Save Our Stages Festival benefit. So really cool. You can check it out. November 27th, which seems like it should be 14 years away, but guess what? Only a couple of weeks.
Right.
Check that out.
It's true.
Speaking of the Cyrus family, Miley's not the only one to release some new music. My man Billy Ray has got some stuff coming out. He's gotten into this new, like, I don't know what, but Billy Ray's gotten into this, like, period in his life where he's just releasing these kind of fun, unexpected songs. And he put his own Kentucky spin on LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out on the second installment of his Singin' Hills Sessions EP. You want to tell us about it, Victoria?
Yeah, this is, it's subtitled Mojave, and because he recorded all this in the Mojave Desert, and it's going to be, it's actually just released on Friday, even though, you know, we missed that release announcement because, you know, the election and everything else going on, but so he decided to cover LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out, which we all remember from the 90s, 1990 actually, was a big hit for LL, and he said, I've always loved the song, as well as fellow Kentucky native Muhammad Ali, and just the concept of persistence and believing in yourself. Countrifying it was a joy. I love when people make verbs out of non-verbs. I feel like this song
like you
is
countrified
next,
chicken.
Right. It's the next segment of my circle following Old Town Road, which was an unexpected smash hit, not just for Billy Ray, but for Lil Nas X. They won. That's Billy Ray's very first Grammy Award is related to that song. So it's kind of cool. And he's branching out, and he's doing new things, and he's still Billy Ray Cyrus. He's still kind of fun. So it's nice
to have. Does he still have the hair? I haven't seen him lately. Does he still have
it's not funny, as bad. Though? It's not as crazy. It's not as bad
back
as,
in
like,
the 90s,
was.
It was pretty awesome. A lot of ladies drooled over that mullet. It's music news on the DJV show at 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Javier's auto body is colliding with a shortage of licensed techs.
That 2017 is waiting on a clear coat. That 09 needs its left rear sanded, pounded, and painted. And the guy over there is waiting on an estimate.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After unexpected and significant losses by Democrats on Election Day, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez tells CNN that the party needs to distance themselves from the Defund the Police movement and the label of socialists.
I acknowledge, first of all, just the really hard fight that a lot of our swing district members had. And it is not to deny that Republicans levied very effective rhetorical attacks against our party. That, I believe, is absolutely absolutely true.
Georgia Republican Doug Collins, who just lost his bid for a Senate seat, will lead the Trump campaign's recount effort in the Peach State. The move was announced Sunday night, and the recount will begin when the canvassing has concluded. Collins said in a statement, Republicans stand by the idea that every eligible voter should be able to cast a vote legally and have it counted. Collins and the Trump campaign both claim that ballots were improperly harvested in Georgia. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Chase Elliott won his first NASCAR Cup Series title Sunday at Phoenix Raceway. The 2020 NASCAR champ talks about coming down to the flag.
Waiting on the caution, as always. You know, I saw Joey was pretty loose there and felt like I needed to get to him while I could. And I knew I had been kind of tight on a longer run, and I knew he was probably going to get a little better. So, just unbelievable. I just never would have thought, that this year would have gone like it has. And, I mean, NASCAR Cup Series champion, are you kidding me? Unreal.
Other Final Four contenders included Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano in the season-ending race, held for the first time in the one-mile Arizona racetrack. Keeping up on gas prices, USA Radio News' John Clemens reports.
The national gasoline price fell 3 cents last week for an average of $2.09 a gallon. That's 10 cents lower than last month and 55 cents below what it was a year ago. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for the drop in prices.
The six-week streak that we've seen the national average decline may soon wrap up as oil prices start increasing again on optimism over the economy and a potential stimulus plan from President-elect Biden.
California still has the highest prices at $3.14 a gallon compared to Texas at $1.73. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Four minutes past the hour. It's the DJV show. Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Dougie is out. The ladies are in. That's how we like it. Let's be honest, Victoria. Come on.
I do enjoy our girl days. I'm not going to lie.
And sadly, we start with the story that woke me up on Sunday morning, and I'm sure it woke up many of us. I looked at my phone, and the very first thing I saw was that Alex Trebek had passed away at the age of 80. And of course, we knew that he had this very public, to his credit, and the reason I say to his credit, because there are a lot of people who suffer with cancer silently, and I think the fact that he was willing to share his story may have provided comfort to a lot of people who are out there and feel like they're all alone. And so Alex Trebek had talked about his battle with pancreatic cancer, and God love him, he was a fighter. He was given a short amount of time to live, but he did immunotherapy and some other.
He surpassed that, actually.
Absolutely. And he fought and stayed healthy-ish up until the end, healthy enough to do lots of episodes of Jeopardy just a few months ago. So Tell us
it
what happened.
It was a shock. I mean,
I know, even though you were expecting it, it was like, heart-wrenching.
Yeah, because we've been following his updates, and the last update we got from him, I want to say it was maybe September or October,
right.
And I thought that, you know, he was trucking along. You know, obviously he wasn't going to live forever, but I didn't expect him to be yet another, you know, low point of 2020, because we've had so many. And and we've had a lot of celebrity deaths this year. And when I was on the phone with my mom, and I got the TMZ alert on my phone, and it said Alex Trebek, and I was like, oh man, I'd forgotten almost that he was still, you know, that he was so sick. It just was not something that I had been thinking about recently, and sort of, you know, like a lot of people, we've sent him a lot of good prayers and energy, and he's been so vocal and thanked everybody and said that, you know, all that good positive love from everyone really helped him. And so I think things took a turn really quickly. He passed away Sunday morning. He was at home and with his family. And the Jeopardy, the show, put out a statement saying, Jeopardy is saddened to share that Alex Trebek passed away peacefully at home early this morning, surrounded by family and friends. Thank you, Alex. And a ton of tributes, as you would expect, mm-hmm. you know, across social media. He's survived by his wife, Jean, and they have two children, Matthew, who's 30, and Emily, who's 27. And naturally people are wondering what the future of Jeopardy will be. So far, they haven't said anything. They're not announcing any new plans for a host yet. They still have.
Good.
Yeah, and you know, get your fix, because there are still new episodes that are hosted by Alex that will air through Christmas of this year. So he hosted 8,200 episodes in total, and he set a Guinness World Record for hosting the most episodes of a single game show. So he will be very, very missed. He's a staple on TV for our entire lives.
I know. This is what's, I think, so sad for me, and I know a lot of other people feel the same. I mean, I think, at least from the very beginning, I could remember watching Regis Philbin. I could remember watching Alex Trebek. These are people who have been with you your entire life, and it's sadly a dying breed, and it makes you wonder who that person is for this generation, and I guess we won't know for a few decades, but certainly these were people who were iconic, whose voices we heard and knew just like our own family members, because they were in our home every single day as we were growing up. So I think it's a sad loss, but certainly what a tribute to a life lived with dignity. I mean, the fact, it kind of stuns me every time I see that he was 80, because in my mind, he looked like he was 60, and he never really changed all that much in his appearance, even when you could tell he was sitting down or maybe having a day when he hosted the show where he was struggling a bit with his cancer. But he looked good. He looked healthy. And so I hope that he felt as good as possible. I know I have a family member right now dealing with a cancer like this one. And, you know, it's about finding the most best days, right? Your most healthiest days when you get a diagnosis like that. And I hope he had a lot of those, because he certainly gave a lot of joy to people and stability. I mean, that's what these TV hosts do for many that look to them, is they're a stable voice in a household that can be a bit chaotic. So good for, good for his contribution to pop culture. And obviously, he will be missed, but his family should have their heads held high, because they had a dad and a husband that did a lot of good for people.
Absolutely. Yep.
So
it's sad. Sad, you know, when you think about it, but yep. What a legacy.
Absolute legacy. Well, should we talk about the gossip? Because
yeah, there's a lot.
We need something to cheer us up. We've had a lot of politics and loss, of course, with Alex Trebek. But there's also a lot of gossip that's going on. And this story, Victoria, I almost sent you over the weekend, and I got distracted and I forgot. But you found it. And that is our Dancing with the Stars drama seems to be brewing up. You know, one of my favorites on the show is Chrishell, because I was a huge All My Children fan. And she played Amanda Dillon on All My Children for years. So I don't watch her now on Selling Sunset, which is what she's more known for, being the ex-wife of Justin Hartley from This Is Us. But I remember her from All My Children. I always liked her on that show. And she had a partner, Gleb Savichko. Is that how we say his name?
That's your guess is as good as mine.
Glad Mr. Russian.
Right. And apparently the...
But by the way, we said that this was going to happen.
Right.
You totally nailed it.
We've been watching this from the beginning, and I had lost interest in Dancing with the Stars for a long time. But this season, I was really curious about the new format and Tyra and the whole thing. So I've been watching it, and it's really good. The competition is very close. But I looked, and to be honest,
you
I
saw
didn't
the
know
spark.
Who this girl was. I didn't know who this girl was at all.
She's
Chriselle
super
Strauss.
Hot. Yeah.
She's really pretty, and Gleb is the best looking dancer, like the best looking. So they're like Ken and Barbie. And I just saw from day one, I was like, oh, that's trouble. If either of them are not single, that's trouble. And that's exactly where we are now.
She's totally single and has been denying the fact that they had a relationship, but Gleb has announced that after 14 years of marriage, that he and his wife have split. Now, his wife is Elena, and she released a statement that said, after 14 years of marriage and multiple affairs, I've decided enough is enough, adding that her trust in him is irrevocably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Broken. It's very early.
Broken beyond repair. Or the
after a series of ongoing infidelities, she said, no wife should ever stand by and watch while another woman gives her husband expensive presents, lures him out to dinners, and seduces him at every turn. Last night was the final straw, and I can no longer turn my head the other way. Now, Glenn
Do you know what the last night thing is?
Yeah, so what is that? Tell me.
Okay, so I'm on this, I follow this Instagram account. It's called Dumois. It's the best. It's a gossip site where it's a lot of industry people, assistants, and, you know, producers and things like that. Everyone is anonymous, but it is amazing gossip. If you like celebrity gossip, it's amazing. For 3 days before this story broke, they've been talking about Gleb and Chriselle being photographed out to dinner together, and so they've had like these little like they're not just in the dance studio, it looks like they're actually like out in real life. And so when the wife says last night was the final straw, apparently the wife showed up to the apartment that Gleb keeps near the studio. Chriselle was in the apartment, and this is all documented on this gossip site because someone's assistant, I don't know who it is, or maybe a production assistant on the show, knew all of the details. So the wife shows up. He refuses to open the door because Chriselle is in the apartment with him. She's still and then the wife is like literally like beating down the door. Eventually the wife leaves because they have two daughters, so she had to get home to like, you know, put the kids to bed or whatever. And that's the next morning, that's when she announced that she was finally leaving him. He then claims, you know, this has nothing to do with Chriselle. We're just friends. It's platonic. Chriselle says the same thing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, just like Brad and Angelina, we're just working together.
Right.
nothing happened. But
it's about how you define working, you know?
Exactly. So Gleb basically said, look, we've had a lot of issues in my marriage. This has been ongoing. Apparently he has had numerous affairs. Like, wow. He's hooked up with all the other dancers, and he's hooked up with multiple celebrity partners that he's been paired up with. So we always sort of, I think that everyone watching the show, like for years, you always can point out who's hooking up, right?
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you're spending all these hours every day rehearsing.
It was always Cheryl.
Yeah, it was always poor Cheryl, I know. It was always Cheryl. Everyone blamed Cheryl. But so there's apparently this guy has been up to a lot of no good for a long time, and I guess the wife just couldn't handle it anymore. Apparently they have a few businesses together, so I think that was one of the reasons maybe she hung in there. But now with Chriselle, this is the final straw.
Well, this is going to be interesting. And they don't really need to be together right now because, guess what? They got voted off the show. So it's not like they were out practicing. Interesting. I don't know. I mean, as far as Chriselle is concerned, yes, you respect the marriage, but she got cheated on, or at least that's the rumor, by her husband. So she probably feels like, fair game. Come on, ladies. Let's go.
Yeah, right?
Whoa. All right. So we'll continue to follow that story. More hot goss. Lori Loughlin, apparently an update on her prison sentence. We'll have that for you as the DJV show continues.
Is your pet's constant itching and scratching making you crazy enough to pull your own hair out? Hi, Warren Eckstein here. More than 30 years ago, I started talking to you about your pets on radio and TV, and I heard over and over how your cats and dogs need relief from dry skin, itching, and shedding. Solving these problems inspired me to formulate my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. I consulted top animal nutritionists and veterinarians to formulate the most comprehensive antioxidant-rich supplements. And now, more than 30 years later, Hugs and Kisses have been a healthy daily treat for generations of pets. bots. Just read the comments from verified and satisfied buyers on my website, thepetshow.com. If you want to control your pet shedding, if that dander is driving you crazy, or you like to build a barrier for flea season, just go to my website, thepetshow.com, and order my Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements. While you're there, watch my webisodes on behavior, or just look at some of the amazing videos. Thepetshow.com. Remember, thepetshow.com, or call 1-800-430-HUGS. That's 1-800-430-4847.
The DJ V Show, Dougie out, Jen and Victoria in, and we're still spilling the tea on some of the celebrities that are making news. Lori Loughlin, who apparently has been pretty depressed, and I can't blame her. She is sitting in a prison right now. She's supposed to be released in time for Christmas, so I guess this is some good news, Victoria, for her and her family, right?
I guess so. Is Massimo, the husband, is he in jail already, too?
I don't remember if he actually reported or not yet. They might have staggered it.
Yeah.
Sometimes they stagger it. So one goes in and then the other goes in. I think he's got a longer sentence than she does, doesn't he?
Yes. Yeah. She got 2 months. He got 5. So if he's turned himself in, then he won't be home for Christmas. But potentially Lori could be. She is set to be released on the 27th of December. However, since that's actually a Sunday and it's a holiday weekend, they usually do it prior. So she technically might get out on Thursday, December 24th. So she'll
just
get out
in California and jails. I think it's laughable. Like how many criminals they let in and out in like 24 hours, yet they have Lori Loughlin sitting behind bars for 2 months. Not that she's not a criminal because she did something wrong. She was convicted for it. But I would say normally serve your 2 months. You got off pretty easy. But compared to what other people do, like Paris Hilton was supposed to serve a long amount of time. And because of prison overcrowding, she was in there for 24 hours, like in and out. I mean, it just surprises me that they're actually letting her sit there for that long. But there she sits. All right, Johnny Depp, also in the news. He's sitting it out. He was forced to exit the Fantastic Beasts franchise. He's no longer going to portray the dark wizard Gellert Grindelwald in Fantastic Beasts. And this all had to do with that libel lawsuit. Now, you were thinking, Victoria, that maybe the studio forced him into this, because we're all scratching our head wondering why he would even take this on, because so much was revealed, so many accusations about his behavior were revealed during this lawsuit. It didn't do, it wasn't a good look, the picture that was painted.
No, it was my God, it was so embarrassing for both him and Amber Heard, his former wife. So he sued The Sun, which is the British tabloid, because they had labeled him a wife beater, and he lost the case. The judge basically said, well, you know, the magazine kind of didn't really lie because you two were both crazy and throwing stuff at each other. And I mean, the whole thing was, what a sordid, weird life they were both living. Lots of drugs, lots of alcohol. It was just a mess. So it was a terrible look for Johnny Depp. And I don't know that anyone took away that he is a wife beater, but he was in a very dysfunctional relationship with her. So, so now he said on Instagram on Friday that the studio asked him to resign. So it made me kind of think that they said, look, if you sue The Sun and you want to clear your name, then you can stay in the movie. But if you don't win the case, then you're out. So there he is. He's out. They haven't recast the role yet, but now production has been pushed back to summer of 2022. That's when that movie will come out. That's Fantastic Beasts 3. So we'll see who they plop in there. But
because when are movies going to even come back? I was talking to someone this weekend about the Oscars. Like, are they going to just dump a bunch of movies on streaming platforms for the Oscars in the next month or two? Or are we just not having that award show this year? Because there really hasn't been anything in the theaters.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, Mulan was a big one. That was a big release this year. But other than that, I can't even think of anything else. Everything else got pushed to 2021.
Right.
So I think they'll probably technically have to have some Oscars because there were some films in, you know, smaller release. But
maybe they should
do
the best of all time Oscars. Wouldn't that be more fun? Looking back.
Yeah.
Best actor of all time. I'd be into that.
Right.
It's the DJ V Show at 50 minutes past the hour.
Today, many of of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Past the hour, it's the VJV show. I'm the V. I'm Victoria Keelan, and this is Tech Talk. And so if you're still unsure what Paramount Plus is, or if you've never heard of it at all, you're not alone. But you will soon know a lot about it, and you'll be hearing a lot about it, because Viacom CBS is going to spend a good portion of 2021 trying to get you to sign up for Paramount Plus. Now, what Paramount Plus is, it's their new streaming service. It's going to basically take over CBS All Access. So everyone's a little bit familiar with CBS All Access now. It will be rebranded as Paramount Plus. There's a lot of pluses. We've got Disney Plus, Apple TV, and then Apple TV Plus, and HBO Max. Everybody's upping the game for their names. So the revamped streaming service, which will now be called Paramount Plus, will carry live sports, including NFL games that air on CBS. You'll get live news, thousands of films, TV shows from the networks, because CBS and Viacom have merged, and now all of those TV shows, all of those properties will now be available on Paramount Plus. The networks that they have include Nickelodeon, MTV, BET, Comedy Central, and both the current and the backstock library of programming from CBS. All of this is going to be headed onto Paramount Plus and Pluto TV. Pluto TV is the lower-tiered price point, and it's CBS's ad-supported. It's a free streaming service, but you have to sit through ads. Currently, that platform's actually doing really well. Pluto TV has 28 million active active monthly users, which is up 57% from last year alone. Paramount Plus will be more of the premium stuff. It's going to go head-to-head with Peacock, HBO Max, Disney Plus, and Netflix. One big difference that separates ViacomCBS is how the company is actually thinking about their content. So they're going to continue to license their series and films to other companies. So, for example, right now, South Park, which is a show that I love to watch, that airs on HBO Max, even though that's a direct competitor to CBS. But the deal brought the company $500 million. So if you ever wonder how much South Park is worth, that's exactly the price tag that they put on it. So there'll be lots of things, moving parts will be worked out as we move forward, but Paramount Plus is set to debut with the rebrand in early 2021, and like I said, CBS is putting a lot of money into this, so we will definitely be hearing a lot more about it. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk.
The Geek Out.
So this is the launch week of the long-awaited next-generation gaming consoles from both Sony and Microsoft. You may have already begun to read and watch the reviews of both that have been posted, but if you haven't, the general consensus is this. While both bring a new level of graphic performance in a gaming console, Sony and Microsoft come at this from different angles. So to choose between a PS5 and the new Xbox, you're gonna have to do the research to find out which is right for you or whoever you're buying it for. Both are backwards compatible to their older libraries, and many of those will get updates. Important, it'll be really hard to get either of them at launch unless you pre-ordered, so to help, we've tweeted lots of links and reviews over at the Geek Out.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
58 past the hour, it's Tech Talk. I'm Victoria Keelan. Spotify appears to be interested in launching a subscription podcast service that would offer access to original shows or exclusive episodes for a monthly fee. This is based on a survey that Spotify did of their potential users, and the survey describes four different possible subscription plans, and they range from $3 to $8 per month. Spotify has said that they're not announcing anything yet, but it looks like this is the direction that they're headed in. It's 58 past the hour on the DJV.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.